I'm here on the last day of the Amptal Festival. It's the gala day, a family-friendly day for everybody. And I'm delighted and so excited to be talking to one of the country's top comedians, Milton Jones, a master of one-liners, a favourite on Mock the Week, Michael McIntyre's Roadshow, Live at the Apollo, and obviously a regular on Dave. And I caught up with Milton and talked to him about the fact that what I love about him, he's a non-sweary comedian. I think a lot of comedians' sets are peppered with swear words, which I think are superfluous to requirement, but Milton's faith is important to him, and I asked him why he feels that this is a part of his act.
I feel pretty conflicted about that whole faith and not swearing thing, in one sense that I'd much rather be defined by what I do than what I don't do. But just because I don't swear, I'm not necessarily judging those who do, because I think often it's part of who they are and the culture they've come from and what they're trying to do, their particular angle. And Ken Dodd describes it as a great big rainbow of comedy, and you've got him at one end with this sort of daft silliness, and you've got darkness at the other end, which is satire and sweary. But that's what's dangerous with censorship, is that sometimes you look at something, the words that were said written down, and you think, oh, that you can't say that, but often depends so much on the way in which it was said and the context. Frankie Boyle, for instance, a lot of, you know, whatever you think about what he does, a lot of people take what he says out of context, and it's part of a bigger thing, and it's really easy for disgusted of Milton Keynes or wherever to get very upset about something they heard someone say, rather than being there and absorbing the whole thing. So I like to think, you know, sometimes people do say to me, it's good that I don't swear, and I think, yeah, but hopefully it's part of a bigger thing. It's not. If what I do succeeds, it brings joy. And that's a good thing, and that's a positive thing, rather than me not swearing. You know, I am not the not swearing guy. There are others of those, and none of us want to be known as the not swearing guy.
I'm talking to Milton Jones about what inspired him, because obviously there's so many amazing comedians around now, but obviously when you started, there were a different breed of comedians. What inspired you to start?
Well, when I started, being a comedian wasn't necessarily a job of someone of my generation, as a stepping stone to something else, i.e. being a comic actor. So I was more inspired by Rowan Atkinson and Blackadder, or even the two Ronnies, or Morecambe and Wise, or Leonard Roster. People were actually in sitcom-y type things often. That was what I was trying to aim at. But then, of course, the what used to be called alternative comedy came along, and people like Harry Enfield and Fry and Larry and all these people came on and think, oh, there's something else, there's something fun and different that could be done. And now we're at the stage now where it's no longer alternative, it's mainstream comedy, it just is comedy. And all those students who went to see alternative comedy are now running TV channels, and Michael McIntyre is on Saturday Night Telly. And you can do it as a degree. You can do stand-up comedy as a degree now. It's a job. We're not a stepping stone to something else. And there are all sorts of people coming along doing it. Inevitably, because it's gone mainstream, they're all a bit, not all of them, but a lot of them are like a bit like each other. And that's the problem with teaching it and saying, this is how you do it, you know, because it stops being an original voice. But it is something that's now in our society. And not necessarily that comedians have anything great and profound to say, but as the establishment fades away, the voices of truth, or where society wants to take its own conscience from, have changed. And, I mean, not that I do anything particularly satirical or, you know, making people think about their lives, possibly thinking about why they've come to the show, but where people get their faith from, if you like, has changed. And I enjoy being part of that.
I'm here talking to Milton Jones, one of our country's top comedians, about why touring is so important and his upcoming tour. But do you prefer sort of intimate venues, or do you prefer a large venue?
It all depends on the audience, you see. You can have a little venue with a great audience, or you can also have a little venue with a rubbish audience. In fact, you know, I've done corporate events where there have been 8 people sitting around a table, and that's hard work. Whereas, you know, what I do enjoy on the tour is the big cities on the big Friday and Saturday night. So Liverpool, Newcastle, Glasgow, Manchester, on a weekend night, then everyone's up for it. You'll walk on stage and people will shout stuff.
And so you've got this manic tour coming up starting in September. How many dates is it?
It's 60 odd before December, and then I have a month off to do a radio series, and then there's another 40, and I've got also, before all that, this summer I've got 2 weeks in Edinburgh and some warm-up, so by the end it'll be 140-ish.
And is Mock the Week a regular thing? Have you got more mocks coming up?
Yeah, I did one last Tuesday. It always records Tuesday, goes out Thursday. And I've got a few more to do in the autumn. It only records now in June, July and September, October. But because it's repeated on Dave so much, it looks like we do it every day of the week, which is good in the sense that it's sort of advertising. It's bad in the sense I can see myself age over the years, and I can tune in and see something from 2009 or something. Ah, I look so much younger. Anyway, my mum watches all of them. I think she's the only person there.
And your association with Barnardos, which is obviously why you're here today, this is, I believe, the first year working with Barnardos, and you're going to be in the Barnardos comedy tent. What are you hoping to bring today?
Well, I was very happy to fit in the sense I'm doing warm-ups for my tour, and I heard that Barnardos were doing a thing here today, and I'm very happy to sort of combine the two, if you like, and sort of as a good cause. You know, it's a big, you know, Barnardos is a name that I've been familiar with all of my life, even though sort of I haven't been involved, but have met people who've been involved with Barnardos and think they're doing a long term, not a hit and run job by any means. You know, people growing up, from what I understand, they're like, with all those they're involved with, it's like 250,000 people are involved and doing stuff, and it's ongoing and it's hard work, and also a lot of the money raised, is it 91 pence out of every pound, goes to the front line and not, you know, on admin, which doesn't always happen with charities.
Milton Jones, your upcoming tour consists of some really big comedy names like Ed Byrne, Joe Caulfield, Katie Brand, Sarah Pascoe, and the latest addition to the comedy circuit, Tape Face. What do you think of these amazing names in this lineup?
Yeah, no, I didn't realise all those guys were doing it. But yes, no, it is, absolutely. And we're all running around this time of year going from marquee to marquee. And it splits very quickly into the festivals you want to do and the festivals you don't want to do. It seems that every village in Britain has a marquee and a microphone. And you want to go to one of the ones that's better organised.
Well, you've come to the right place. I mean, this really is a well-oiled machine. I mean, the festival here in Amtel has been going for a very long time. And say, you know, we started on Friday night with Amprox when we had the Human League. I mean, really, really big names. Can we find out about your tour?
And MiltonJones.com has got all the dates, and I'll be in Bedford and Milton Keynes and Luton and Dunstable. Everywhere, all round near here, and Barnardos this afternoon.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure. Milton Jones, amazing comedian. I'm so, so thrilled. I can't actually believe I'm speaking to this guy's been on our television screens for such a long time. An absolute joy. And you haven't disappointed. Because sometimes meeting your comedy heroes can be a little bit disappointing, but you have not disappointed.
Thank goodness for that.
He says, wringing his hands in his hair. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm Nancy Stevens. This is MK from Stevens on Sunday. And I've been talking to Milton Jones here at Amtel Gala Day.